Our next patient is Debra, D-E-B-R-A, Parell, P-R-E-L-L, 32853, 71-year-old woman, who used to be a caregiver, lives with her daughter, suffers from NASH, end-stage NASH, cirrhosis, ascites, anemia, muscle wasting, and severe weakness, period. In the paragraph taken, I've had two hospitalizations recently because of ascites required paracentesis. One time, 6 liters of fluid was removed, and the next time, 2.5 liters, period. She also has bouts of confusion, even though taking lactulose for her ammonia to control the ammonia level, period. Recently, she was taken off the surfactant, that's X-A-R-F-A-X-N, I think that's how you spell it, because of her end-stage condition. Surgery, she's had hysterectomy, C-section times 3, gallbladder surgery, allergy, penicillin, kept like social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Patient is single, lives with her daughter, family history, mom died of heart disease, she had lung cancer as well, dad had pancreatic cancer, and a sister with breast cancer. Medication, nadolol, N-A-D-A-L-O-L, 20 milligram once a day, Lasix, 40 milligram once a day, insulin, 7 units, Humalog TID before meals, Lantus, 28 units at bedtime, lactulose, 2 tablespoons a day. And she was taking some kind of medication for her brain, which she cannot recall at this time. Patient used to be a caregiver. Now lives with her daughter, who's a security officer, and works at night, so the mom is left alone at during the day. She's very weak on her legs and has become weaker with increased shortness of breath. Her shortness of breath gets much worse as the ascites increases. She's not a candidate for transplant. She has stage 4 cirrhosis, and she has been told there's not much else that can be offered for her except for palliative and support care, period. Review of system, shortness of breath, weakness, ascites, muscle wasting, high risk of fall, difficulty walking, decreased appetite. On the exam, her O2 sat is 92% on room air, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, blood pressure 110 over 60, heart positive, 1 positive 2, lungs, few bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, large ascites present, neck shows positive JVD with engorged veins, skin shows decreased turgor, patient has caput, C-A-P-U-T, medusa over her abdominal wall, neurological, patient is quite weak, has no lateralizing symptom, moving all 4 extremities, skin is somewhat sallow. Assessment, 71-year-old woman who's going to be 71 in 7 days with end-stage cirrhosis, stage 4. Patient has had few hospitalizations for spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, but currently she's only taking lactulose. She's been taking off surfactant, period. Patient is taking Lasix to help with the ascites, and a beta blocker to help with to reduce the risk of portal hypertension and varicose vein bleed, which is very common in this group, and that's usually what they die of, with massive internal bleeding related to esophageal varices or portal. Esophageal varices related to portal hypertension, or even massive bleed secondary to hemorrhoids, internal hemorrhoids, period. The paragraph patient also suffers from diabetes. She's currently on both Lantus and insulin. The dose may need to be adjusted because her daughter tells me she's eating very little. Next number is shortness of breath. Next number is weakness. Next number is swelling of the lower extremity. Next number is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number is patient is now becoming yellow with signs of end-stage liver disease. Patient is high risk of fall, and remains quite debilitated with the given her anemia, her decreased appetite, her weight loss, her recurrent ascites, her recurrent spontaneous bacterial peritonitis, and end-stage NASH, NASH. Thank you.